Steiner is a two-time Grammy-nominated music educator who has been teaching in the city of Buffalo since 1996, yet, despite her proven track record, she, like many of her peers, are running into a problem. They can't seem to get band into the school schedule.
I have three kids that are going to college for music, seniors. They were not allowed to put band in their schedule. They're going to school. College for music.
When it's not in the schedule, it puts the pressure on students and faculty to rehearse before school, which is easier said than done. Steiner says it's causing kids to drop music altogether.
I beg. But I'm able to keep some from the begging. So I started off this year with 141. I believe right now my roster, I'm at about 90.
New York State regulations say public schools must offer students the opportunity to begin an approved sequence in the arts in ninth grade. Steiner asks, if these classes aren't in the schedule, isn't the BPS failing to meet requirements?
People who have grown up here in the city, becoming the teachers, becoming the administrators, and then how do they know any different? I've been in this district since the 90s. It hasn't changed. For heck's sake, we still get the same $200 budget to run a band program every year.
In the BPS, there are a total of 13 high schools that could have instrumental or classroom music. Six of those programs offer zero music, and only two have band in the schedule, one of them being performing arts. This is something suburban schools rarely have to worry about in the area. Buffalo jazz saxophonist Nelson Rivera had a unique high school experience where he entered Hutch Tech as a freshman in 2000 before going to Clarence as a junior.
My band experience at Hutch Tech was one of the best experiences I've ever had, given the limited resources that they had available to them.
For Hutch Tech, band wasn't in the schedule back then either.
We would meet before school for about an hour as a band, and we would have concert band and jazz band would also meet before school.
So what's the benefit for having band in the schedule every day? It gave Rivera a chance to take band more serious.
Already I was getting to school at 7 a.m. Now I had it third period every day. And that was awesome. The fact that I could now take it as serious as I could physics.
Rivera's band director, Louis Vitello, who still is the wind ensemble conductor at Clarence today, says Rivera was fantastic arriving from Hutch Tech.
Usually, we get people that move into Clarence and they have a pretty big learning curve to catch up to where the rest of our students are, especially by the time they get to high school. And Nelson came in as a very strong sax player and he fit in really well quite quickly.
Vitello says it makes no sense not to have band in the schedule from an educational perspective.
The goal for most suburban districts is to get into the best college and the best program, where unfortunately in a lot of the inner city school districts, whether it be Buffalo, Rochester, or even, you know, downstate, the goal is to graduate.
It's true the BPS faces challenges that suburban schools don't usually face, like English language learners, but Steiner says for schools not in good standing, it's still discriminative not to have music.
They're spending their money on reading coaches and math coaches to get their scores up. They can't even think about, or these other languages schools, right? Like, they need to think about hiring more interpreters and counselors, because these kids are coming from refugee camps. They couldn't even start to think about having to do that. And these schools are not going to buy band and chorus. They're not.
With budget season upon us, schools and teachers alike should know where they stand for the upcoming year very soon. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.